I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com. On Thursday, the Missouri House of Representatives unanimously passed HB 516, a bill aimed at investigating radioactive waste contamination. The legislation allows the state to test soil, groundwater, and dust for radiological contamination in response to concerns about the lasting impact of uranium refining during the Manhattan Project. Representative Mark Matheson, who introduced the bill, emphasized the link between rare cancers and environmental contamination, highlighting personal stories from colleagues who had witnessed health issues in their communities. The bill also includes provisions for federal reimbursement for cleanup costs and removes previous funding caps, allowing the state to allocate resources as necessary. Chris Smith, a 52-year-old man from St. Charles County, is releasing a memoir titled My Fatal First Date about surviving a horrific 2021 shooting that left him partially paralyzed. Smith was shot in the head by his date's ex-boyfriend, Robert Tarr, who killed 45-year-old Leslie Reeves and was later sentenced to 85 years in prison. Despite doctors predicting he would not survive, Smith has undergone several years of therapy and a stem cell transplant in his ongoing recovery. His memoir, available April 14th on Amazon, shares a story of resilience and aims to inspire others facing traumatic brain injuries and similar challenges. Missouri's congressional delegation split among party lines as the U.S. House voted on President Trump's big, beautiful budget bill on Thursday. All six Republican representatives from Missouri voted in favor, while Democrats Emmanuel Cleaver and Wesley Bell voted against it. Cleaver criticized the bill for benefiting the wealthiest Americans while cutting essential programs like Medicaid, SNAP, and CHIP. The U.S. Senate had approved the bill earlier, with Senators Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt voting yes. The bill, which narrowly passed both chambers, will set the framework for the federal budget with provisions for tax cuts, regulatory reform, and changes to Medicaid and energy production policies. The St. Louis Zoo is mourning the loss of Othello, a centenarian Aldabra giant tortoise who was humanely euthanized on Tuesday due to health complications from a gastrointestinal issue. Othello, who arrived in the U.S. in 1938 as a mature adult and joined the St. Louis Zoo in 2004, was estimated to be over 100 years old at the time of his death. He had been a long-time resident of the zoo along another tortoise named Ray. I'm Rob Hamilton, KMRV Metro West News, brought to you by RiverNewsLive.com.